Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. People whose homes have been damaged by the defective building material mica are being promised that a government compensation scheme will be improved on significantly within weeks. An estimated 4,000 to 5,000 homes are affected by mica, with homeowners facing large bills to repair or in some cases demolish and rebuild their houses entirely. Campaigners are looking for 100% redress to cover costs including rent while homes are being restored. We'll hear what Minister Michael McGrath has been telling the Doyle in just a moment. But first, Lisa Hone and Eamon Jackson have been telling us what it's like living in a house impacted by mica.
My name is Lisa Hone. I actually live in the Rimelton area of Donegal. That's a wee bit north of Letterkenny. And about 6 months ago, we actually discovered that we definitely have mica in our house. It was something that we sort of thought we might have. We weren't sure. And we got some preliminary tests done and they came back and there was absolutely no question about it. We had mica in the blocks. Our house is sort of on the beginning of this journey. So what we're looking at is more fine cracks, but we have cracks on the outside of the house, especially on the wall, which actually takes most of the prevailing weather. That's the worst affected. We also have cracks on the inside of our house now in some of the bedrooms. The bathroom is particularly bad and getting noticeably worse by the month. And we've also noticed cracks on what you would see the partition walls, like the interior walls, not the inner or outer leaf, the walls dividing each room. So we're now worried that it's right through the house and on all the bricks. It's a horrible thing to come to terms with. Like many homeowners, you don't want to think this is actually happening to you. You're aware of it. It's awful. A lot of people, and ourselves included, you kind of like stand on the edge for a while thinking, is this actually happening? It's like your house has been stolen from you. That's the best way to describe it. And it has, in a way. At some point, even though the house is not too bad at the moment, at some point, the house is going to start literally falling down. And if we don't get a scheme that enables us to rebuild the house, then we're homeless.
My name is Eamon Jackson. I live in Milford in Donegal. Our home has web-like cracking around the outside of the walls. On the gable end, which is the exposed end, the plaster is falling off the wall and has become quite dangerous for plaster falling. So I've tried to block off that end of the home. Internally, cracks have started to appear on the outer leaf and the inner walls, as well as kind of a fungus growing on the base of the inner walls due to water ingress coming in from the cracks from outside the house.
Donegal homeowners Eamon Jackson and Lisa Hone. Well, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, has been telling the Doyle this lunchtime that the government will revisit the compensation scheme for affected homeowners when a report on the extent of the mica issue has been completed at the end of the month. Mr McGrath said everything is on the table. The government has ruled out nothing.
That he will take up the issue with the banks to see what role they can play in supporting an overall resolution to this problem. The issue of rent and storage costs and so on, which have been raised by all of the families, all of those issues are on the table. So we have a process in place. We're not standing idly by. We are committed to working with the impacted householders to address this. But I do have to say that, of course, you need to have checks and balances. You need to have certain controls in place. But I don't believe that we should be passing judgment in advance as to the nature of those before you hear what the government has to say. We have to come to a considered view once we have all of the information on the table. And I expect that we will have that now very shortly. And we look forward to bringing forward a proposal that I expect will represent a very significant enhancement and improvement in the existing scheme that is there for the impacted householders.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy McLaughlin.
Let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, a very significant enhancement. The scheme already, I think, on the basis of what Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, has been saying, could cost as much as 1.5 billion euro. He admits what's in place at the moment isn't working. So what is expected when there is a further change to the scheme we expect now and we're promised within weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the central question on this and the political question, and there is a degree of sensitivity and a degree of tension around this in Leinster House today, borne out by the fact that some government TDs, particularly on the Fine Gael side, want to speak to their party leader tonight in advance of a parliamentary party meeting about this. And the demand and the requirement, they say, is simple enough that it has to be 100% compensation for those owners, homeowners who are affected by this. It currently stands at a limit of 90%. And I suppose what that would mean in real terms, looking at some of the applications that have gone into the current scheme, those homes that need to be repaired or rebuilt, it would be in excess in many cases of 300,000 or more per home. That is where the focus is right now. And you heard there earlier in the Dáil also from Pádraig McLaughlin, the Sinn Féin TD, accusing the Taoiseach yesterday of lecturing people on the West Coast when he spoke about cost controls and how the fact that the money wouldn't be the government's, it would be the taxpayers. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach saying this lunchtime that he is not opposed, nor is he ruling out that 100% compensation scheme. So I suppose that's where the focus will be today in Leinster House and at parliamentary party meeting level. But ultimately, this is about a fortnight off a government announcement and a government decision as to what will happen.
Presumably, one of the things they want to try and get a handle on is the extent of this, the number of homes affected, what the eventual bill might be. And local authorities have been asked to conduct reviews in their own areas to try to come up with some kind of an audit.
Yes, but there is some difficulty around that at the moment, given that there is a relatively small number of applications gone in. But as soon as the compensation scheme is finalised or updated, there is expected to be many more. One figure that is and has been put out there, if you look through the counties of Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Limerick and Clare, is perhaps in the region of 5,000 homes. That could be where this is heading. But that in itself could be a conservative figure as well. So you can see there is a degree of pressure building on government on this. If there was a feeling that the last government had gone some way towards addressing it with the 90% scheme, that's clearly not the case now. And while it is mica in Donegal primarily, it is pyrite in other counties like Clare and Mayo.
Just on another matter, Micheál, Michael McGrath has also been questioned this afternoon by Roisin Shorthall of the Social Democrats. We'll hear from her in a moment in relation to the government's major health reform plan, the Sláintecare plan. Now, we know it's been beset by resignations at the highest level in recent weeks, and the advisory council, which monitors the progress of the plan, is looking for an extension of his mandate. What did Michael McGrath say about that?
Michael McGrath, responding to that question in relation to an extension of the mandate, seemed to indicate that that would happen, but not an absolute assurance either, saying the government would consider it. I suppose you could see from other speakers in the Dáil this morning as well, the central charge we made at government is that there is a fundamental lack of commitment around this, as witnessed by those resignations. They say the government responding, talking about investment and talking about an ongoing commitment to this thing, which would be one of the most fundamental changes to health and to how politicians approach it. But I think as long as this issue is going to be raised and until the opposition see a lot more concrete results, these questions are going to continue to be highlighted in the Dáil.
Very good. Micheál Lehane, thank you for that.